Welcome to Water Online Radio's live coverage of the American Water Works Association's 2015 Annual Conference and Expo. Broadcasting live from Anaheim, California. ACE 15, uniting the world of water. Water Online Radio is brought to you by WaterOnline.com, showcasing today's water industry leaders and innovators. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Kelly Riggs.
All right, good afternoon and welcome back to Water Online Radio's fourth year of coverage from ACE and hello from Anaheim. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Kelly Riggs. Kelly, broadcasting from the show for so many years now and hosting this Water Online Radio, I've developed a lot of good friendships. And there are some fine people, some fine gentlemen that that serve this industry. And our next guest is one of those guys. So I'm very much looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that when you've been around, you have that perspective. For me, first time doing this, even though it's your fourth year, it's really exciting to see the different things that every company brings to our conversation. So I'm excited about this.
Yeah, rising tide lifts all boats. That's the best thing about this industry is everyone's working together to solve this problem. So we'll say hello to our guest. His name is Jim Loria. He is the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Maisy Injector Company. Jim, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Todd. I really appreciate it. It's always good to be here. Kelly, it's nice being to you for the first time.
Thank you.
Enjoying myself.
Well, Jim, always good to see you. Thanks for carving out time. I know you're awfully busy here at ACE. Inform the audience about Maisy. Give us the 10,000-foot view. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
So Maisy is a manufacturing design company that manufactures a broad line of patented Venturi injectors, specialized nozzles, degassing separators, flash mixers, and other components for high-efficiency injector systems.
ACE 15 has got an interesting theme this year, uniting the world of water. How do you fit into that?
Right. So, you know, we've had this conversation before, and if you look at it, water is, the term is one water. And it's not just drinking water, it's not just wastewater. You know, wastewater can be used after it's processed to go for non-potable applications like irrigation, cooling towers, so on. But now, if you look at some of the trends, it's actually going to indirect potable reuse and direct right from the toilet to the tap. And so Maisy's really involved with ozonation. It's really involved with aeration in the wastewater treatment field, ozonation of the drinking water field. We're involved in irrigation as well. So we're involved with this whole uniting of water with our injectors.
Well, you mentioned these trends in potable water, Jim. I have a feeling that's in Maisy's wheelhouse. Walk us through that.
Yeah, so a couple of things. First of all, retrofits. I mean, we're looking at the end of some useful cycles of different equipment installed 20, 25 years ago. And now you're constrained with what you've had in the past. And what Maisy's been able to do is use some of the computational fluid dynamic modeling to be able to predict the performance and actually shrink down our systems so they can fit in existing systems and existing municipal facilities. Smaller footprint, lower life cycle costs with this predictability.
Your smaller footprint is a term that we've heard a lot today.
I'm sure.
In all of the conversations we've had. Why is it such an important piece of the water industry?
Yeah, so a couple of things, Kelly. Number one, the thing is that you want a smaller footprint, again, to fit in these existing facilities. But when you talk about smaller footprint, it doesn't only mean the size of the equipment. When you install equipment, you're talking about infrastructure. So you're talking about less concrete, less steel to support that. So, I mean, you're talking about real money when it comes to those kind of smaller, less real estate, but also less concrete and steel.
So it's just another piece of the budget pie, so
exactly,
to speak, right?
Exactly.
Jimmy's mentioned this lower life cycle cost. Is the industry turned a corner appreciating that concept more now? Because it hasn't always been the case.
Yeah. Well, I think they're starting to understand it better. You're hearing people talk about, you know, total life cycle cost, understanding that it's the CapEx plus the OpEx equals what they call the TOREX, you know, the total expense for over that 25 years. So I think they really are getting that you have to take into account that the operating cost, the total life cycle cost.
Well, that really becomes an important part of what you do at Maisie, because you're actually working with, teaming with other companies to bring a broader solution to them. Clearly, they rely on you to have that same perspective that we see across the industry.
Exactly. So, well, we always try and promote to the OEMs that use our systems, whether they're building ozone systems, aeration systems, whatever it might be, that our components will make their overall system more efficient. And therefore, if it's overall, if our component makes their overall system more efficient, then you're talking about lower life cycle costs and so on. So, yeah, that's what we promote.
So, you're exhibiting here at Ace 15. Walk us through some of the things, the highlights. What are you showcasing?
So, we're showcasing our injectors for aeration. Efficient aeration is really important. If you look at a wastewater plant, the typical wastewater plant, I think they say 30% of the total energy cost comes from aeration. So if you can improve that, I mean, that's going to be real money.
That's significant.
You know, as we've talked before, Todd, the concept of wastewater, you know, we've gone from, you know, 1.0, where just throw it away, put it in the river, lake, stream, ocean, wherever it goes, to 2.0, hey, you know, we really should clean it up before we throw it into the river, lake, or stream, to 3.0, which is, hey, how can we reuse that water? Now we're going to 4.0, where we actually think there's other things besides the water. We need to, resource recovery of the water, of the energy, of the biosolids, and of the nutrients. So all that stuff has to be collected. So you have to be more efficient on how you actually treat it so that all four of those types of components can be captured and reused.
Well, I'm just curious. So of all the utilities, all the municipalities out there, what percentage of them are at 3.0? What percentage of them are at 4.0? Or yeah, I don't want to talk about the first two.
Yeah, so you know, I'd almost put it in terms of, you know, different parts of the world. And so, you know, a place like Singapore is at 4.0.
Got it. Okay.
You know, Spain might be 3.5.0. Israel's at 4.0. United States probably, you know, 3.0, maybe on the verge of 3.5, you know. So I mean, if you look at it, you know, some countries 2.0, you know, and so, you know, it's a wide gamut of where everybody is, and we got to, you know, strive to get closer to that, you know, optimum.
Amen.
Well, the drought topic comes up a lot. Does Maisie play a role in that space as well when you begin to address those issues?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, recovery of wastewater is a key one. Irrigation water, we have some systems where we actually are pumping air into drip irrigation systems so we can increase the yield at the same level of water that's being used. You aerate the soil, you create better root growth, you make the bacteria more alive and help with that that transfer of water to the roots. So, yeah, I mean, in a lot of different aspects, Maisie does have these technologies that can help with the drought. You know, they're laying fallow a lot of land, and so we can grow more crops with less land and less water.
Jeez, sure. Louise, Kelly, the innovation
it's incredible
that you see in these hallowed halls is mind-blowing. I mean, you're kind of talking about there is this smart, you know, this smart technology. I mean, that's where this is all going, right?
Exactly.
It's going to be really exciting, though, to when I talk to you in a few years' time about where Maisie's going. Any insights as to what we should be looking forward to next?
I think we mentioned some of it. I think where we've really gone forward is on this computational fluid dynamic modeling. Maisie's been in business since 1978, and over the course of those decades, we've captured a lot of empirical data. And so we've taken that data and what we know works, and now we've kind of put that to computational fluid dynamic modeling, and we're able to model it and say, okay, we can actually predict what type of system will work in a given situation. No trial and error. No, you know, well, it worked here, but you guys are a little bit different, and it probably will work. No, we've got the data, and we can take this modeling to the next step to design a system that'll fit within the constraints of a given particular facility and know it's going to deliver the results.
All right. Well, Jim, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, should people have questions, how can they find you, and where can they learn more about Maisie?
Absolutely. So we're at booth 1923. And we actually are going to have our computational fluid dynamic person that does all our modeling at the booth tomorrow morning for the full morning, Sri Pathipati, and also Jim Jackson, who wrote a white paper on the subject. And you can visit our website at www.mazy.net.
Jim Loria, Vice President of Sales and Marketing with Mazy Injector Company. Jim, as always, sir, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it for this broadcast. To listen to every great conversation recorded here at ACE 15 on demand, check out wateronlineradio.com. That's wateronlineradio.com. So on behalf of myself, my co-host Kelly Riggs, engineer Floyd, and all of us at Water Online, I am Todd Schnick. Water Online Radio will be right back.